Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty of Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. Elderberry stems are semi-woody. The interior is filled with pith. The late John Ferry, renowned botany professor at Clemson, told his students that this pith was collected and used to pack delicate scientific instruments and by repairmen to hold the tiny parts of watches back in the day when people actually fixed mechanically run timepieces. Mason bees and other insects, however, have long used these hollow stems as places to construct egg-laying or brood chambers. So if you have elderberries in your landscape, don't be tidy and cut them back each year. Leave some of those above-ground structures for those important solitary bees. Another option is to put them in a mulch pile. You can order a pollinator-friendly habitat sign from the Xerxes, X-E-R-C-E-S Society. Read their page about building a better mulch pile for more ideas about making your yard pollinator-friendly. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.